Coffee Mambo Jumbo scheduled the morning of cupping this Tuesday morning. We're already in November. It's unbelievable and it's kind of wintry and horrible outside. But I'm very excited here at Coffee Mambo Jumbo's HQ because on Saturday I roasted on the hot top KN8828B, which is the manual control panel. If you've watched and if you've looked on Facebook, you've seen that I'm actually reviewing the hot top and started to roast here as well at Coffee Mambo Jumbo's HQ. And I first received this particular roaster with the P, which stands for program control panel, which doesn't give you as much hands-on as the B does. And I'm very excited because on Saturday, I roasted a Tunki. Freeman Trading brings the Peruvian Tunki to our shores here, and I guess they also sell it all over Europe now. And it's a beautiful bean. I've tasted it roasted by Butterworth and Son. I've tasted it roasted by CGP Fürth Café in Vienna, and I love the Tunki. So I had a go myself with the Tunki, and today I am cupping it. It's already on the cupping table, broken the crust. It has a beautiful smell, and I think the roast actually, it looks good. And I'm going to double check tomorrow, hopefully, with Sam at Caravan, who also have a hot top roaster, that very roaster, as a sample roaster at Caravan. And then what I also roasted is the Ecuadorian Choco Andes. Now, that's a very interesting bean, which doesn't exist here yet. But I know Diego, he is from Ecuador, who brought this green bean to Coffee Mambo Jumbo to roast and to cup. So this is the first time I'm ever going to taste the Choco Andes and a Tunki roasted here on the hot top. So it's going to be really interesting. And you got to stay tuned as well, because I'm going to write a full report on the hot top this week, because now that I got to know it a little better, I can really kind of give it my opinion. And it's a nice little roast, I'll give you that much. But for more details, you just got to then stay tuned. And I'm going to pause this now, because now I'm going to start and evaluate these two roasts. Give me a second. So they have cooled down nicely, 12 minutes after having added the water first. After 4 minutes, I broke the crust, of course, and I let it cool down a bit more. I'm going in the Tunki for the very first time. This is live. A very light mouthfeel, very delicate. Very delicate. Interesting. Interesting. But all is much more interesting if you compare it to something else. Now this, the Ecuadorian Choco Andes. This comes from a kind of bird-friendly reserve. It's an amazing place. Diego told me all about it. Excuse me. I just slurped with a bit too much of enthusiasm, I guess. It's totally different. Already the grounds, I mean, the ground coffee just smell completely different. And here, yes, I mean, it is probably a bit, well, in the roast also, it just behaved completely differently. And it's really interesting. And the other thing that I've noticed on the hot top, it really struggles when you put in 250 gram. I know that Sam uses 150, and I've used 150 a long time. But now if I want to monitor my beans over the days, I'm running out of beans. So I've put in 200 when I did the Tunki and 250 with the Choco Andes, just because the bag had 250. So I thought I might as well put everything in. But the roast behaves differently. Choco Andes, I took it a little bit further than the Tunki. And maybe, just maybe, in that cupping, it does show up. Ooh, it's lovely and floral at the back end. Beautiful. And now let me go back to the Tunki. Well, the Tunki just is floral all the way. Really interesting. I'm going to pause this now because I like them to cool down a little bit more just to get a better flavor. So they've cooled down a bit more, both of the Choco Andes and the Tunki. Ecuador versus Peru on the cupping table. And I must say, that Choco Andes is beautiful. It's got such a beautiful floral acidity. I mean, on the cupping table, of course, you know, it's the purest, but it might behave totally differently on the R58 Rocket espresso machine or even in any other brewing methods. And the Tunki. I mean, the other interesting thing is the Tunki, 2 minutes 15 after first crack, the entire roast, let me just check back on my profile, the entire roast, 13 minutes 50, the Choco Andes, longer, it took longer to go into first crack, and then it's 2 minutes 20 after the first crack. So pretty similar, but I will say, and I'll put my neck out here on the cupping table, I'm tending to prefer the Choco Andes. It's got a beautiful sweetness about it, bit more body, and a beautiful sweetness. I think the Tunki a bit thin, but lovely too. Now we'll monitor these beans and have a few more days and see what they're like. I'm gonna go here with the Choco Andes. Never had that one before.